It's often said that parenting in the teen years is the most difficult. Teenagers are trying to find their freedom and yet are still too young to fly the nest. This power struggle is what tends to cause conflict between parent and child, and it's tough territory to navigate. We'll give some key ideas on how to ensure that respect between you and your teen remains intact on the next Family Matters. I hope you'll stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. An exasperated mother asked us this question. How do I give my teenager the respect he deserves? I'll admit that we butt heads pretty often. He's the type that requires a lot of correction and guidance, and as a result, ours isn't the most peaceful household on the block. But I honestly don't believe that I've ever done anything to denigrate him as a person. In spite of this, he's forever telling me that I don't respect him as I should. What does it mean for a parent to respect a child? I can't just let him have his own way all the time, can I? Teens often make the mistake of equating respect with permission. They say, if you respect me, you'll let me. Is that what you're hearing from your son? If so, you need to know that this simply isn't true. Respect and permission are two very different things. You are the parent, and your child needs to respect your authority and abide by your rules as long as he remains under your roof. What exactly is respect, and how can it be effectively observed within the context of a relationship between two individuals who are not equal in terms of position and authority? We'd suggest that respect between parent and child can best be defined as the act of giving a person the particular attention or special regard he deserves. It's a matter of demonstrating that you consider him worthy of high esteem. It is always extremely important to give your son this particular attention and special regard, even while he's a minor, even when he's not reflecting it back to you. And that can be hard. But you can do it successfully if you follow a few helpful hints. First of all, listen completely to your teen before drawing conclusions or making decisions. Take as much time as this requires. It may or may not change your mind, but listen first. Listening doesn't mean agreeing. Secondly, trust him to the extent that he has proven himself trustworthy. Trust is earned. Give your son as much freedom as he has shown he can handle. No more, no less. This can be a tough balancing act. Thirdly, be consistent in your words, deeds, decisions, rules, and choices. It's hard for a teen to respect anyone who is inconsistent or hypocritical. The next one is to establish rules that are logical, fair, reasonable, and truthful. Rules are often made out of convenience for the parent, or to assuage an adult's fear or satisfy his need for control. Resist that temptation. Another hint is to admit when he's right and you're wrong. Such honesty is the backbone of mutual respect. Never belittle or intentionally embarrass him, publicly or privately, doesn't matter. Don't indulge in name-calling, not even if you're angry. Young people can be seriously wounded by the careless words of a parent. Make sure to distinguish between behavior and character. It's one thing to point out wrong actions, but be careful not to attack your child's character in the process. And finally, remind him that he is made in God's image. This is basic to what it means to be human. And if your son is a Christian, if he claims to represent the Lord, he should be seeking the respect of others as a way of honoring God with his witness. As you do these things consistently, you'll be showing him respect, even though you won't always be able to give in to his requests. This balance of justice, guidance, and respect will be valuable examples of how he should extend respect to you, even when you don't see eye to eye. If you feel the need to discuss your questions with a member of our counseling staff, please get in touch with Focus on the Family's counseling department by calling 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.